Hey everyone, welcome to Theme Mastery. I'm so excited to have you all with us as we journey into theme. Over the coming lessons, we'll be looking at what theme is, why it's important, how it works, and how you specifically can be developing a theme for the story you're working on right now. So whether you're still developing the idea for a novel, in the middle of writing a novel, or polishing a novel you've already written, this course will help you determine how to construct a theme that will help your readers to deeply experience truth and be changed by it. First, however, before we dive into theme, I'd like to step back for a moment and talk about who this course is designed for and what experience I have to offer as an instructor. Let's start with who this course is designed for. When we at Kingdom Pen began thinking about what kind of course we wanted to develop, theme quickly rose to the top of the list for a couple of reasons. First, as Christian writers, theme is eminently important to us as it's a central way to write literature that's both boldly Christian and enticingly artistic. Second, we found that in our experience, one of the biggest challenges to Christian writers, especially new ones, is that they want to change the world with their storytelling, but they either don't know how to do it or misunderstand how to do it well. Maybe this describes some of you who are watching this video right now. You want to change the world for Christ, which is a great goal and one that we at Kingdom Pen wholeheartedly agree with. More than that, you want to do it through writing, which is another goal we wholeheartedly endorse. But this is where it's easy to get stuck, because how are you supposed to use writing to move people's hearts for Christ? The common response of newer writers, and even of some published authors, is to include some Bible verses in their book, have all their atheists convert, and hope that will convert the reader. Maybe you throw in a couple classic apologetic arguments in there and have the characters pray to make sure the story is really Christian. But my hope is that those of you who are watching this video right now have chosen this course because you know that this is not the way to create powerful Christian literature. You're tired of boring Christian stories that only preach at you. Maybe it seems like there are only two different kinds of stories: poorly written Christian novels and well-written secular novels. You want to arrive at the dream of well-written Christian literature, but maybe you don't know if it's still possible. Maybe you've given up on writing great Christian stories. I understand this feeling. In fact, I was here myself several years ago. I'd largely given up on reading or writing Christian stories because it was hard for me to find any good examples of it. But that's when I began analyzing classic works of literature and numerous books on writing and discovered the concept of theme and why it's the forgotten key to crafting brilliant Christian literature. For the past 10 years, I've been reading the classics, and for the past 5 to 6 years, I've been analyzing them from the storyteller's perspective and trying to figure out what exactly it was that caused many of these works to be works of great Christian literature. I looked at works like Paradise Lost, Crime and Punishment, The Count of Monte Cristo, The Divine Comedy, The Canterbury Tales, and Pride and Prejudice, and asked myself, what do these books have which modern works of Christian fiction lack? What did these writers understand that we've forgotten? The answer was always theme. In this course, I'm taking all the tricks of the classical masters, along with lessons from modern writing teachers, and condensing it all into a series of steps you can take to incorporate these time-tested techniques into your writing. You don't need to reinvent the wheel to write great Christian literature. You just need to know where to look. Many ancient writers have already solved certain writing problems, like how to deliver a powerful message in a non-preachy way. The only problem is that their works have been covered in dust. So I want to take the advice of many writers across the centuries, both classical and contemporary, and use them to show how you too can write Christian fiction that not only is a pleasure to read, but also deeply moves and transforms your reader. I'm a high school English teacher with a Bachelor of the Arts in Literature, and I've utilized the experience I've gained in both pursuits to create this course. So here's a basic framework for what we're going to be covering in this course. We'll begin by unpacking what theme is and why it's so vital to a story. This will give us a foundation to properly understand the following lessons. Then, we'll move on to your story and help you pick a theme or discover the theme of your current novel. Then, after you've got a solid grasp of these basics, we're going to move into the subject of character arcs. Character arcs will reveal the basic building blocks we'll be using to weave a strong and consistent theme into your story from start to finish. We'll discuss the different types of character arcs, look at how they work with your theme, and explain how to choose one for your story. After that, we'll turn to a story's plot and talk about theme and character arc actually shape a story's plot. As we'll be showing all throughout this section, theme not only creates fiction with a powerful message, but it ends up solving the character versus plot conflict and will help you create both a compelling plot and compelling characters. Finally, the last thing we'll discuss in this course is how theme shapes all other characters in your story, from villains to minor characters. In a well-executed story, theme will shape all aspects of the story and bring it into a coherent whole, and we want to show you how you can do this in your story and how this will drive your story's theme home. Theme is one of the most important parts of writing that is often neglected in modern Christian fiction. In this course, I'll be doing everything I can to communicate the centuries-old practice of the classics in relevant ways. But you need to remember that there are no shortcuts in writing. Great writing becomes great writing through lots of practice and lots of hard work. If you come into this course expecting to come out as the next Charles Dickens, you're going to be quickly disappointed. This course will give you an understanding of what a masterpiece looks like so you can head in the right direction, but you will still need to put a lot of work into these techniques to apply them successfully to your writing. To that end, we're including discussion questions and homework exercises at the end of most lessons to help you drill down your understanding of theme. We've also included a recommended reading page in the course resource section of the course that I recommend you check out. For those of you who have paid for forum access, we strongly recommend you use the forum to submit your discussion answers and homework exercises for critique, and also ask us any other questions you may happen to have concerning theme. Finally, while this course is designed for writing students of all ages, for those of you who are homeschooled students who want to count this course toward high school credit, we've put together a lengthy homeschool guide that supplements the lessons here with a lot of reading and writing assignments to transform this course into a half-credit high school level writing course. You can find a link to purchasing this guide in the course resource section. What you get out of this course depends largely on what you put into it. So you can certainly go through this course by only watching the lessons, and you will gain a lot from it. However, if you want to really grow as a writer, then I strongly recommend that you do the discussion questions and homework exercises for each lesson, because this is what's going to make the material you learn here really practical. Writing is a craft, and you need as much practice as possible to really master it. This course will offer you a solid foundation of what theme is and how to apply it to your writing. But how you apply it and how much effort you put into that is up to you. So now that we've got that out of the way, it's time to move into our first real lesson on what theme is and why it's so essential to writing great Christian literature. Are you ready? Then let's get started.